The wilderness has been a feature of the American experience since the nation's beginnings, but present generations might not have had much opportunity to enjoy such natural splendors had it not been for a sickly Easterner who went to live on a ranch in North Dakota in 1883. Theodore Roosevelt overcame illness and mental depression by roughing it in the Dakota Badlands, according to historian Douglas Brinkley.
And so Roosevelt came to a very modern conclusion, although it's probably as old as time, that we needed to save nature, not just because it's pretty, but because it had redemptive spiritual values, and it was the great replenisher of the soul. And he felt that urbanization was destroying souls.
In his book, Brinkley focuses on Theodore Roosevelt's lifelong commitment to preserving nature by reserving large areas as national parks and protected zones.
Although my book, The Wilderness Warrior, is about history, it's about Theodore Roosevelt's life from 1858 to 1919. It resonates today because all over the country, people are looking to save land, to rehabilitate endangered species, to clean up rivers and lakes, and to create a sustainable environment for us to live.
Roosevelt was a Republican, but his appeal crosses modern party lines, and Brinkley thinks Republicans of today are beginning to reconnect with the conservationist policies he triumphed.
There are many Republican conservationists that are saying what the modern Republican Party's lost is TR's envision of the environment. That, in fact, Newt Gingrich, of all people, is saying that the modern Republican Party should be the leaders on environmentalism.
At the same time, Brinkley says some of the people who call themselves environmentalists today need to look at Roosevelt's practical side and his promotion of economic development.
And then there are people who are, you know, stopping building over a snail dart. That's taking the Endangered Species Act to a kind of anti-development extreme.
In addition to the books he's written about such historic persons as Theodore Roosevelt, Douglas Brinkley has written about contemporary figures like writer Hunter S. Thompson, newsman Walter Cronkite, and rock singer and poet Bob Dylan, all of whom he met personally.
They're huge boons and advantages because you actually get to know the human being. You're not just writing out of the cardboard boxes of, you know, letters.
But in the end, he says, whether the subject is from a century ago or today's world, his task is to share what he learns about them.
When you're a historian, you feel like you have a bit of an obligation to communicate your findings to the public at large and hopefully get them interested. I'm an enthusiast for history, so part of my job is to get people excited about it.
Douglas Brinkley shares many of his insights on a regular basis on television news programs, where he's a frequent guest. But he says his own celebrity is sometimes a burden, taking him away from what he really loves, which is researching and writing. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.